ladies and gentlemen. From Hollywood, California, the Mutual Broadcasting System cordially invites you to 30 minutes of fun. How? Just meet me at Parkey's. Yes, come on along, everybody. Come along to Parkey's Restaurant and say hello to Betty Rose, Sheldon Leonard, Elliot Lewis, Jane Morgan, Jerry Hausner, Arthur Q. Bryan, Harry Zimmerman and his 19 short orders, yours truly, Art Gilmore, and our genial host, the star of our show, Parkey Carkins.
Oh, my. This is be the first chance what I got for to sit down today. This restaurant business sure be a hard business. Sometimes I'm on my feet 48 hours a day. 24 hours on each foot. Oh, my, look at that. I didn't even open up my mail yet. Say, this letter here looks important. Oh, it's from M.J. Morton. That'd be my landlord. I wonder what he wants. Dear Mr. Parkiakakis. Say, he writes a very interesting letter. Oh, there's more here. We wish to call your attention to the fact that the lease on your restaurant is going to expire on March 15th, 1948. And should you decide to renew it, we would suggest that you call at our office at your earliest convenience so that we can discuss new terms. Very truly, yours, M.J. Morton. Say, you know something? That's right. My lease does expire March 15th, 1948. That's be only about 2 months from now. Oh, my, I signed that lease 20 years ago. Could hardly believe that 20 years went by so fast. Doesn't seem a day over 19. Oh, here's Betty Rose. Hello, Betty. Say, look at that, Betty. Just got a letter from Mr. Morton, my landlord. You know, my lease is be up in March. He wants me to come down and see him to discuss new terms for the new lease. Guess what he wants me to raise my rent $5 a month, huh?
Raise your rent $5?
Yes.
Parky, he'll probably want to double it.
Double it? Means you want to raise my rent $10?
No, I mean you want to double your rent. You're paying $100 a month now, and you'll probably want $200 a month.
$200 a month for this place?
Sure.
Nah, not Mr. Morton. Please don't do a thing like that to me. He's a nice man, baby.
Well, look, Parky, don't forget you made that lease 20 years ago.
Yes.
And listen, mister, rents are a good deal higher today. They just rented a store this size down the street for $250 a month.
$250 a month?
Yes.
I'll never pay it, then, the dirty crook. How could I afford him for to pay $250 a month for this place? Say, that landlord is just pushing me out of business, Betty. He's got me and he knows it. Well, I know he might even ask me $300 a month. $300 a month? Betty, he's killing me. He's choking me. I could feel his cold hands around my neck now. Bring me a glass of water, Betty.
Oh, now, wait a minute. Take it easy.
I know, Betty, but he's got me in a corner, yeah. He's a cat and I'm a rat. Betty, how could I afford to pay $350 a month rent? Say, what am I going to do?
Well, you'll simply have to raise the prices on your food, Parky.
Raise the prices?
Mm-hmm.
Don't be silly. How could I raise prices anymore? I'm charging 45 cents now for a ham sandwich, but I used to sell for 15 cents when everybody else used to get a dime. Manage that $400 a month.
$400?
Yeah, those landlords don't even care if I would die. Betty, you know, you just got my back up against the wall.
Well, Parky, don't you worry. You've had your back up against the wall before.
I know it, Betty, but that was when my pants were torn. But this is be different, you know. I don't mind paying him $450 a month, even $500, but how could I pay $550 a month? Oh, my, by the way, then this man, yes, sir, what would you like for to eat?
Well, I guess I'll take the liver and bacon.
Liver and bacon?
Yeah.
I'll have to cook that to order. Why don't you order something that's ready, you see? I may not be in business long enough yet to cook the liver. Why don't you take the one-minute eggs?
Oh, you're going out of business?
What did I do? I have to. Yeah, I mean, this place, Tony, is paying $100 a month rent. And the lease is up in March. You know, my landlord, that dirty robber, raising me to $600 a month. I'll lose my share. Well, I'm not going to pay it, see? He could have this place.
You mean you're going to move out?
Yes.
Hey, I know somebody who'll grab this place. My brother-in-law.
Your brother-in-law?
Yeah. Hey, look, don't tell nobody else about it now, will you? I'll have him put up a deposit this afternoon. Who's the landlord?
Just 1 minute. What are you trying for to do to me? I've been in this location for 20 years. Now you come along, you try to push me out. Well, I'm done going to leave here, you see?
Well, you just got through telling me if you stayed here, you'd be losing your shirt.
Yes, I'll lose my shirt, but I got to make a living, don't I?
Now, look, mister, you don't have to raise your voice to me.
Why not? Everything else around is being raised.
Well, you were the one who brought it up. You said you didn't want to pay $600 a month rent.
Well, look, mister, I don't know if he's going for to be $600 a month. I'm just guessing. I didn't even speak to my landlord yet.
You didn't?
No.
Well, for all you know, it may be $650 a month.
Hmm?
Maybe $700.
$700 a month?
Yeah.
Well, now, you know something, mister?
What?
Things are starting to look better and better for your brother-in-law.
Each morning, a missionary advertised with neon signs. He tell the native population that civilization is fine. And three educated savages holler from a bamboo tree that civilization is the thing for me to see. But bongo, 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 I don't want to leave the Congo. No, 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 no. Bingo, bango, bungle, I'm so happy in the jungle, I refuse to go. Don't want no bright lights, false teeth, doorbells, landlords, I'll make it clear that no matter how they coax me, I'll stay right here. I look through a magazine the missionary's wife concealed. I see how people who are civilized bang you with automobiles. At the movies they have got to pay many coconuts to see. Uncivilized pictures that the newsreel takes of me. So, bongo, 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 I don't want to leave the Congo. No, 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 no. I'm so happy in the jungle, I refuse to go. Don't want no penthouse, bathtub, streetcars, taxis, noise in my ear. So no matter how they coax me, I'll stay right here. They have things like the atom bomb, so I think I'll stay where I am. Civilization, I'll stay right here.
That was Betty Rhodes, our lovely Victor recording star, singing Civilization Bongo Bongo. Thank you, Betty. We'll be back with Parkey in just a moment. The Citizens Marine Corps is now conducting a nationwide enrollment drive. Its purpose is to enroll 100,000 young men worthy of the heritage of the U.S. Marine Corps and qualified to guard the peace by intelligent, loyal service at home. The Citizens Marine Corps is a highly specialized post-war reserve force being built to back up the regular Marines. Now, if you're between the ages of 17 and 32 and possess the necessary qualifications, you are eligible to join these hometown Marines. Veterans will receive special ranks and higher pay, but all members of the Citizens Marine Corps are eligible for special appointment to the Naval Academy at Annapolis or to the Special Marine Officer Training Program. As Citizen Marines, you'll share the pride and tradition of a colorful and historic service. Active members will receive free uniforms. So, men, if you are interested in joining the Citizens Marine Corps, additional information may be obtained from your local Marine Corps office. Or, if there is no local Marine Corps office near your home, you may write Division of Reserve, Headquarters, U.S. Marine Corps, Washington 25, D.C.
See, Parkey, I admit that you're going to have to pay much more rent for this place. But when I suggested that you raise your prices, I didn't mean you should go crazy and raise the price of coffee from 5 cents to 25 cents.
Oh, I got through to charge 25 cents for a cup of coffee, Betty, because if I don't, how could I pay $850 a month rent? But I'll tell you what I did do. I'm not going for to charge the people for the second cup of coffee. That's why I put up that sign there. You see that charge for the second cup of coffee?
Oh.
Yeah, that way it'll make the coffee look cheaper, you see. Because very few people has more than one cup, and when I don't charge them for the second cup, they'll think they're getting a big bargain, you see.
Say, Parkey, I was just thinking that maybe in order to help you pay the increased rent, yes, it'd be a good idea to put in additional lines of merchandise.
How you mean additional lines of merchandise?
Well, for instance,
yes,
you know, like pastries to take out and candy and nuts.
Nuts?
Oh, hello, Mr. Parkey.
Oh, hello. We was just talking about... I mean... How is things in the sewing circle, lady? Come right in. How are you today, lady?
Oh, I'm just worn out.
Yes?
I've been down getting my new 1948 plates.
Oh, yes. See, that reminds me, I got to get my new plates, too.
You know, I've been doing it every year for 25 years.
Yes?
And I think that's the silliest law I ever heard of.
You do? Well, what's so silly about making people get new plates?
Well, I'm sure I don't know what the state gains every year by making a person change all their teeth.
No, you got it wrong. That means what you supposed for to get new plates for your automobile.
Oh, no, you see, I have no automobile.
Then you don't need plates.
Of course I need plates. Yeah. How can I eat?
Yes. Of course, you got me there. Yes.
But, you know, someday I'm really going to own an automobile because I work in a place that sells used cars, you know.
Oh, you do? What do you do there?
Well, you know how it is when you go to buy a used car.
Yes.
They always tell you that this one is driven only 300 miles by a little old lady who lives in Pasadena.
Yes.
Well, I just stand there over in the corner, and they point to me and say that I'm the little old lady. Isn't that nice?
Yes, that's nice, yes. So you are the little old lady who lives in Pasadena?
Yes. Sometimes when they say that, I feel so guilty.
You do?
Yes, you see, I don't really live in Pasadena.
I see. Tell me, incidentally, where do you live?
Oh, don't ask me where I live. I'm just like a gypsy.
Gypsy?
Yes, I've been living in one place for 46 years.
You've been living in one place for 46 years? Why do you say you're a gypsy?
Because I haven't even unpacked my trunk yet. Yeah.
Haven't unpacked your trunk in 46 years?
No, I just can't make up my mind if I like the place or not.
Well, don't rush. You got plenty of time. You see, my lease is be up here on the 15th of March, you know. I got a landlord. He's a chiseler by the name of M.J. Morton. Uh-huh. Know what he's going to do?
Yeah.
Going to raise my rent here to $900 a month.
$900 a month?
Yes.
Hey, that's outrageous.
I know it.
You're not going to pay it, are you?
What could I do? I got to pay it.
Oh, no, you don't.
No?
I happen to know something about a tenant's rights.
Yes?
Just because a landlord wants to raise your rents doesn't mean that the tenant has to pay it.
I don't?
Heavens, no. I just heard of a case last week.
Yes.
Where a man was paying $50 a month rent.
Yes.
And his landlord raised it to $300.
Yes.
And the man just stood on his rights and refused to pay it.
He did, huh? What happened?
They threw him out. Well, good day.
Good day. I love that little lady for to come into my place. Such a pleasure for to talk to her. She does something to me. She gives me a lift. Every time that I finish talking to her, I feel so normal. I don't know. Oh, my, look at that man. He's walking out without his done paying his checks. Hey, mister. Hey, mister.
You calling me?
Yeah, didn't you forget something?
Forget something?
Yeah, the check.
Check?
Yeah, the money.
Money?
Yes, you know money. That stuff what you got to use when the landlord raises your rent, you know.
Yeah, but I don't owe you any money. All I had was a cup of coffee.
That's right, and I know it's a terrible thing, but we charge for coffee here. See, that'd be 25 cents.
25 cents?
Mm-hmm.
What about that sign up there?
Sign what sign?
That sign right up there. No charge for the second cup of coffee.
Yeah, that's right. We don't charge for the second cup of coffee, but we do charge for the first cup of coffee.
But that was my second cup of coffee.
It was?
Sure. I had my first cup of coffee at home this morning.
I see. Well, pardon you. I'm very sorry.
It's okay. Goodbye.
Let me put the finger this out. He had his first cup of coffee at home this morning. And he had his second cup of coffee here, and we don't charge for the second cup. No, something is right. I don't know. This whole thing doesn't sound right to me. But in the meantime, until I figure it out, I better take that sign down. Oh, yes, sir. Somebody is taking your order.
I'm just fascinated by that sign up there. No charge for the second cup of coffee.
Yeah.
That's something new here?
Yes, I'll say it's new. It's so new, I'm not using it anymore. Yeah, I just put up that sign because I had for to increase my prices.
You increased your prices by not charging for coffee?
Yes.
I don't get it.
I didn't get it either. That's why I'm taking the sign down. See, my landlord is raising my rent here. The last 20 years, I've been paying $100 a month here. Starting March 15th, he wants $1,000 a month for this place.
$1,000 a month?
Yes.
That's ridiculous.
Oh, no, it's ridiculous. Well, what could I do? There'd be no vacant stores around this section where I could move to.
Wait a minute.
Yes?
I know a fellow who can help you. He owns lots of property.
Yes, who is it?
You got a pencil? Mark down his address.
Yes, okay, go ahead.
Did you ever hear of a fellow by the name of Slocum?
Slocum?
Yeah, Slocum.
Yes.
T.L. Slocum.
T.M.
He's in the insurance game.
Yes. Oh, you mean the fellow with the store?
Store? What does he want with a store? He just has an office that's one-third the size of this place, and I bet he does $6-7 million a year business.
Yes.
He's bright as a dollar.
He is,
Yeah. Does most of his business by telephone.
I see.
He's got one fellow working that phone all day long, a fellow by the name of Quimby. Fred Quimby. 26 years old, bright as a dollar.
Yes.
He married into the Joplin family. Did you ever hear of Frank Joplin, big lumber man?
No, I didn't.
Building stuff all the time. He don't do none of the building himself. Leaves all to his partner, Jim Ludlum. Bright as a dollar. Wonderful guy, too.
Yes.
Big. Weighs about 220. Plays handball every day.
He does.
Yeah, I was over to the gym one day. He was playing handball with Larry Garber. Beat him 21-6, too.
What do you know?
You know what folks say about him?
Right as a dollar.
Nah, he's a big dope. But he's got four of the brightest little grandchildren you ever seen. You know how smart them four kids are?
Yeah, I bet every one of them is as smart as a 25-cent piece. Look,
he's sure been a good friend of mine.
Who, Ludlum?
No, Quimby.
Oh, look, as
yes, sir. Ever since I met him, I get all my clothes wholesale.
Get all your clothes wholesale?
Yeah, anytime you want, I'll take you over there. I'll save you $20 on a suit or a top coat.
No, I appreciate that every much. But what has this got to do about getting me a store?
Store?
Yeah, you said what you know. Somebody in the real estate business what could get me a store.
Oh, sure I do. What do you think I've been talking about?
You know something? That makes two of us who don't know. You told me to write down the address of a fellow what's got a store for rent. I've been standing here with a pencil waiting for you to give me the address.
Oh, yeah. Well, now, look.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think the store will be empty for a couple of months yet.
Well, that's all right. I don't got to get out of here until March 15th.
Oh, well, that's fine.
Yes.
Now, you just go up and see this fellow. Just write down his name.
He's yeah,
a swell guy, too. Yes. Bright as a dollar.
Yes, yes. What is his name?
M.J. Morton.
M.J. Morton?
That's the name.
Well, he is the landlord of this place.
He is?
Yes.
Hey, maybe this is the store he's figuring on having vacant. Hey, wouldn't that be a big joke?
Yeah, that would be very funny. Ha, ha,
Zimmerman and his 19 short orders playing Limehouse Blues. We'll be back with Parkey in just a moment. Last week, Parkey had me deliver a special message to boys and girls everywhere in America. And this was the message. Hurry and join the crusade for children. Millions of little children in other lands are suffering from starvation and desperately need our help. Tonight, Parkey wants me to ask our children this very important question. Have you boys and girls joined the crusade? Have you written your postal card saying you want to join right away? And have you mailed those cards to the Crusade for Children, United Nations, Lake Success, New York? Well, if you haven't, send the cards now. For this great crusade by the children of America for the children of the world will start pretty soon. And when it starts and our boys and girls go from door to door throughout the nation, the help of every one of us will be needed to make the crusade the mighty success it must be. So we want to be sure that not only our boys and girls, but everybody in America is getting ready for the Crusade for Children, when all of us will be able to prove the honest American belief that a kid is a kid the world over, to be loved and cared for decently. In this belief lies our hope for a better world, for our own kids and for kids everywhere.
March 15th, 9 more weeks. I never thought my landlord would have been nerve for to ask me $1,250 a month. Nobody in the world has got so much trouble what I got. Oh, and look at that. Here comes more trouble. He's got Peter Orville Sharp.
Well, but he's my old friend, Mr. Parky Kankis. Am I correct?
Yes. Yes, Mr. Sharp, you're correct.
Hey, I hear that they're forcing you to move out of this joint. Am I correct?
Yes, you're correct, yes. My landlord is tossing me right out of my lease. And I don't know what I'm going for to do. It's impossible for to rent another store, you know. There's going to be no vacancies nowhere. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Mr. Sharp, it'd be a fine finish for me, huh?
Yeah.
After 20 years in business, for to find myself out on the sidewalk. Oh,
out on the sidewalk? Hey, wait a minute. Yes. But this gives me a sensational idea for a wonderful location for a restaurant.
You got a wonderful location for a restaurant?
Oh,
yeah. Where?
Out on the sidewalk.
Out on the sidewalk?
Yeah. You make it like them French sidewalk cafes. Yes, sir. You can make this into a real French rendezvous.
A French rendezvous?
Oh, yeah, sure. You see, you dress it up. You give it that French aftersmear.
Give it the French aftersmear?
Yeah. The first thing you want to do, you got to dress up all the waiters, see, and the busboys all in French costumes. Mm. You know, so they look like French pheasants.
French pheasants.
Yeah, that's right. And then for you, you see, we got a special head waiter costume for you to wear out there.
I'm going to be the head waiter out there.
Yeah, that's right. Except that in French,
yes.
You see, we don't call you the head waiter.
We don't.
Mm-hmm. Call you the hostess.
I'm going to be the hostess?
Yeah. And now, being a hostess, you see, you want to make it high class.
Yes.
So you don't want to speak nothing but French out there.
I don't have to speak French.
Well, now, don't you worry. I'm going to take care of all the details. I am going to learn you how to speak French, too.
Mm-hmm.
And all that I am going to charge you for learning is $50.
You're going to charge me $50 for to learn me how to speak French?
That's right.
Do you know how to speak French?
Do I know how to speak French?
Yes.
C.C. Monster. That means yes in French.
C.C. Monster is yes in French?
Certainly.
For your information, C.C. Monster is yes in Spanish.
You see, that's the advantage of taking French lessons from me. Mm. At the same time that I'm learning your French, I'm learning your Spanish, too.
I don't know, Mr. Sharp. That whole thing, it sounds kind of funny to me.
Wait a minute. Will you stop worrying? You just give me the $50, and then we will start right in with my advanced French course.
Advanced?
Yep.
What's advanced about it?
The $50. You pay that in advance. Now, if you will just hand over some of that happy cabbage, I'll be very glad to proceed with the first lesson.
No, Mr. Sharp. My mind is done to learning on how to learning how to speak French right now. Let's make it some other time, shall we?
No. Let us do it now.
Yes.
First lesson only takes a couple of minutes.
Yes.
See, I don't want to learn you too much French in a first lesson. All I do is learn you how to say good morning.
Good morning, all right. How do you say good morning in French?
Well, good morning in French
is
merci, merci.
Merci, merci, that's good morning in French. That ain't the way what I have, but I could tell you that right now. You must speak a private kind of French.
Uh-huh. You are right. You see, I speak fancy French, and that is the kind that I learn.
I see.
Don't give me none of that common, ordinary French, you know, like you talk of France.
You don't.
Oh, no. What I learn you is pure French, like the Norwegians speak.
Mr. Sharp, who are you kidding?
Me?
I don't believe that you even know how to speak one word in French yourself.
Oh, you don't, eh?
No, I don't.
Well, okay, I'll show you if I know French or not.
Yes.
Just supposing you want to say thank you in French.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. How do you say it? Well, go ahead, wise guy. Tell me how you say it.
I don't know. I told you I don't know. How do you say thank you in French?
Polly Vows Madame Easel.
Polly Vows Madame Easel. That is thank you in French.
C.C. Monster.
I see.
Now, I'm also going to learn you how to count in French.
I don't have to know how to count.
Why, sure, you've got to know all those numbers for adding up the checks.
Oh.
Now, in French, the number one, that is not one.
It is not.
No.
What is
it? It is one.
One is one.
Mm-hmm. And two is two.
Yes.
Three is three. And four is four.
Wait a minute. That's easy.
Oh, you think that's easy?
Yes.
All right, go ahead. You tell me, how do you say five in French?
Five?
No.
No?
No, my friend, that is where you are wrong. You see, when you reach five, the whole thing changes.
It does.
Uh-huh.
How do you say five in French?
Three and two.
Five is three and two.
Yeah, that is if you're talking to a man. Now, if you're talking to a woman,
yes,
five becomes four and one.
I see you use different words for a man and for a woman.
Oh, yeah.
I see.
Yeah, you got it. You see, you got two different ganders.
Two different ganders.
Yes. Muscular and feminine.
Oh. Look, Mr. Sharp, I am done going to open up no businesses on the sidewalk. Now, forget
all right, look, that's up to you. You know, I just threw a business idea at you. It might run into millions of dollars for you.
Millions of dollars?
Why, certainly. You see, I only think in terms of millions.
You do?
It's my slogan.
Yes?
Think big and you'll be big. You don't bother with none of that small stuff at all.
No.
No, not at all. See, look, I just have to remember.
Yes?
Have to be a little bit short. I left my wallet at home.
Oh.
Couldn't let me have 15 cents till next Tuesday for dinner.
15 cents, sure, I could. Hear you on.
Well, thank you very much. Yes. This sure turned out to be my lucky day. Goodbye, Mr. Parker.
Goodbye, Mr. Parker. Room 603, M.J. Morton. That is my landlord's office right here. Manage that paying $2,000 a month rent for a place like that. Well, I better go in and tell him a thing or two, that low-down chiseler.
Well, come right in, Mr. Parkakakis.
Hello, Mr. Martin.
I'm very happy you came in so that we can discuss your new lease.
Yeah, let's discuss it, yes.
Yes. Well, we might as well get down to facts. I'm sure you realize that since you made your original lease, prices have gone up considerably.
Yeah, I know all about that stuff. Everybody knows what prices has gone up, you know. You'd have to be a big maroon not to know that, you know.
Good. Then you know you'll have to pay more money.
Yes, I know that, too.
Yes, Mr. Parkakakis, I'm afraid we'll have to raise your rent $5 a month.
$5 a month? Gee, thanks, Mr. Martin. You know something? I've been telling everybody what a wonderful guy you are.
Remember, next Sunday, same time, same station, be sure to listen to the further adventures of Parkakakis, Betty Rhodes, Sheldon Leonard, Elliot Lewis, Harry Zimmerman, and his 19 short orders. This is Art Gilmore saying goodnight. This program came from Hollywood. Stay tuned now for more laughs. The Jim Backus Comedy Show follows in just a moment. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.